Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. It's a Top Gun day around here, so we had to do a little bit of Top Gun trivia to see how well you know it, because Top Gun Maverick hits theaters officially this afternoon.
Yeah, and we had some very interesting pilot fighter names.
Yeah, we sure did. I don't even know that we can say them, but
no.
We did. We might be in trouble. But you might be skipping out of work early today so that you can get in there and see that movie. And for that, you're going to have to lie to your boss, who might have a nickname that has to do with either the way they act, the way they stand, the way they yell, the way they smell.
All of the above, according to the text we got.
And if you're working, you might be hoping you find some money.
Yeah.
We doubled paychecks all day today, but also, folks, we're just finding cash in the randomest of places.
Someone found over $1,000 in checks on their desk.
That's right.
So look at your desk right now.
And Nikki found $40 in a brassiere. That and more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. Now, we don't have nicknames for one another outside of Whip, and that's just the name you've had forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had nothing but nicknames for the most part in my professional life.
Now, Swanee might have nicknames for all of us that he uses in meetings that, he's not.
We can't say those.
Yeah, no, we're not allowed to say those. And I'll be honest with you, half of the texts we received, we can't say either.
Right.
But boy, are they fun, so we'll do our best here. We said text us at 60123, what's the nickname you got for your boss? Here we go. Little Big Guy. I like that one from a 630.
Yes.
A lot of these that come in quotes, you can feel the sarcasm, which I love. Quote, our fearless leader from 630.
Yep.
Another 630. We call him the Velvet Hammer.
Okay.
574, Lord Farquaad. little Shrek reference.
From Shrek. Yeah.
Call him Big Mac from a 708. Okay. A 904, we call our principal Dwight Schrute. From The Office.
Yep. That's probably not a compliment.
Nope. 217, all caps and in quotes, Little Miss Perfect. Yeah. You're so perfect. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
630, we call them, Barracuda.
Ooh, I'm intrigued by this
boss. They didn't include the melody, but you can't see the word Barracuda without thinking of it.
I like it.
From a 708, there's Lord Dum Dum.
Oh.
Yep.
Let's see. 708, there's our boss, Hammer Ass.
Okay.
Hammer Ass.
From a 209, we call him Spaz. An 847, there goes Boy Wonder.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
Oh, golly. A 219, here comes Teletubby. A 630, I got a meeting later with the Gobbler. We'll let you take it from there.
Okay.
Something having to do with what spends a lot of time in this person's mouth. I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to move
along. I was thinking more maybe they look like a turkey or something.
We call our boss Tippy Toe because they show up out of nowhere, very quiet.
Wow.
Oh, here's Tippy Toe.
Yeah, that's
careful
funny.
What you say and when you say it.
Yep.
From a 219, we call our boss Dad because he thought he knew everything and everything about everybody else, but it stands for Dumbass Daniel.
Wow. No kidding.
That's great.
We call our boss the POS.
Ooh, yep.
Let that one go.
Like a system at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. From a 630, we call our boss Satan. Okay.
Wow. So
that one's pretty hot. Comes in heavy. I like this one from 708, Voldemort.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
He who shan't be named. Wow, there are so many coming in so fast. Cruella is on the list. Yeah. Captain Obvious.
Okay. You got the radio joke one, if any. Yeah, I'm sure, Whip, you've seen Howard Stern's movie, Pig Vomit.
Yep, Pig Vomit
You occasionally will call someone Pig Vomit around here.
Pig Vomit.
Classic. Yeah, classic.
Okay, I like that one. Yep. A nice throwback here. The Big Kahuna. We call him Smalls, as in, you're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, yep.
And finally, Penisaurus Rex.
Whoa.
I don't know what that means.
It's a dinosaur.
Potentially some short arms and a long neck. I don't know.
That's a noticeable nickname. Yeah. You hear that when someone says
check that.
That
one. Like, what's your actual? I'm Phil. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Apologies.
Yeah.
I thought perhaps you were.
Yeah, not what they were calling you back here.
The Penisaurus Rex.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number 3, a tech guru has shared a hack to help iPhone users boost their signals. Oh. It's quick, easy, and can be done anywhere. So we've all kind of been there where our phones just don't seem to have bars, you know, like for no reason, right? You're in a place where normally it works, and then all of a sudden just one little baby bar or no bars. And he says there's a very easy solution to it. Who is he? He's TikTok user Scott Polderman, and he has over 1.4 million followers. He normally kind of goes over tech stuff, and this one is making a really big splash because it's very useful. So all you have to do, he says, when you're kind of not having good signal is go to your drop-down menu, turn your airplane mode on and off. So what that's going to do is all of a sudden it's going to search for new towers in the area. Your phone isn't always doing that. It's doing it intermittently because it's like saving battery and it's not always just searching for new towers.
Right.
So that's going to make you do it instantly and you're getting the tower closest to you, whereas maybe it hasn't done that in a while. So now your phone signal is low.
And it's super easy.
So easy.
Yeah.
Just don't forget it off, and then you won't be getting any text messages.
Yeah, well.
And then you'll be like, right. Oh my God, do I even have any meeting?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so on and off.
Yeah.
Boom.
Right, easy peasy.
Airplane mode on and off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. In at number two, Top Gun Maverick, officially out tomorrow, but you can see it at 3 p.m. this afternoon around here. Miles Teller, one of the stars of the new movie, says that he is trying to get a Top Gun rooster. He says that he's been pitching it for a while and he thinks it's a really good idea. He also adds, obviously, everyone was begging Tom to do a sequel right after the first one came out. I think that this movie puts a nice bow on it and I really think it wraps it up. But we'll see. I'm available.
Yeah. Rooster, of course, being the character Miles Teller plays in the movie.
Exactly. So instead of Top Gun Maverick, he's like, I want a Top Gun rooster.
Right. Yeah, sure. Who wouldn't?
For 1 second, I literally thought an actual rooster.
I was like, he really loves the character so much,
he's adopting a rooster.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, no, he wants a movie franchise after him. Yeah. And he's kind of saying, Tom Cruise, we put a nice bow on your story. Let's continue into my story.
Yeah. I think they should call it Top Gun Mustache. Because Miles Teller is rocking the stash in the movie.
I love that. He looks so good. Okay, enjoy watching that. In at number one, finally, Taco Bell's Mexican pizza was obviously a big deal to many people out there. And then a really, 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 really big deal to us in here in the morning show. Woo!
Yeah.
You might be tired of us talking about it, but I got more. So, yes, the Mexican pizza is back, but the story doesn't end there. The chain insists that the cult favorite menu item is as good as it ever was. Well, a lot of people online are disagreeing. They're saying there is something different about this. They are naming a couple of different options. They're saying the tortilla is different. They're saying there's less flavor in the meat, in the beef.
Dang.
And then they're also saying that something about the cheese is like melting too much or it's not like keeping its consistency like it used to.
Oh, no.
We've also mentioned one in here that's going online that it doesn't have the green onions anymore sprinkled on top. Mm-hmm. So maybe that has to do with the flavor profile as well.
Yep.
Taco Bell still just saying, no, this is the same exact recipe. We've done it the same way. We wanted to bring you back your fan favorite. But didn't Pepsi do this once where they're like, no, swear, or Coca-Cola? Like,
New Coke.
Yeah. New Coke. Yeah.
Then they brought back classic Coke by popular demand after everybody hated the new one.
And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, did they pretend it was the same recipe or no?
No. They basically said, we've just improved the thing you liked all along.
Right.
Here it is. And then everybody hated it. And then there's a conspiracy theory that it was all just to get more people to buy the old stuff again when they brought it back. Don't know if that's true. It's probably an urban legend, but people believe that.
I love conspiracy theories.
Yes.
That was your Flash Briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A man found $1,200 inside of a PlayStation 2 video game case. He didn't know it was there. He claims that he himself must have hid it there years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of cash to forget it's there.
It is.
Maybe mom and dad hid it or something.
You know
what I mean? Like, oh, we'll hide a little money in the house, and then that way we know where it is, and he hasn't played Metal Gear Solid in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it in there. That'll be fine.
Right.
Like, what? He found $1,200. Nikki found $40 in her bra. Whether it's a buck or 50 or 100, it's exciting all the same.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. It was wrapped up inside of the brassiere. It was a weird thing.
Boob money.
You know how it is. Kimberly, good morning. You found some money?
Yeah, when my dad passed away, we were cleaning things out. My mom found a wallet nobody wanted. My son took it home. A couple days later, found $300 cash in it.
Whoa. Wow.
A great place to keep your money.
Yeah.
The wallet. So he got $300 of grandpa's dollars.
Yep.
That was a gift grandpa was giving him later.
Yes.
He was like, oh, look at that. Here you go, buddy.
Yep.
That's awesome. What did he spend the money on?
A game.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
I remember one time I got a gift of graduation, like $100 or whatever, and I blew it so fast. You know what I mean? Like, all right, so Kimberly's son finds $300, blows it right back into video games, because why not? Amy, good morning. You found some money?
We did.
Where'd you find money at?
On the street down in Louisville, Kentucky.
There you go. Whip recently found money on the street while driving. You spotted a fresh 20.
Literally in the middle of the street? Yeah.
So what did you do? You were in Louisville and you found $100.
Yeah, we were at a pizza restaurant just waiting for our pizza to get delivered, looked out the window and saw like something coming out of a car window. And didn't really think anything of it until a jogger stopped and picked some more cash up. But she obviously didn't get everything because then we went outside and picked up the rest. So there dinner was free that night.
Holy cow. So there was like a couple $100 out there. You got some. The jogger got some.
Dang.
Somebody in Louisville is just driving around blowing it out the window. Yeah. Hey, guys, here you go.
Making it rain out the window.
Yeah, exactly. That's wild. It's me, the Colonel. Here's my cash.
Yeah, right?
Giving back to the community.
Wait a second. And Michelle, you found $100 as well. Where'd you find the money?
I did. I found it in the apartment building where I was living in the elevator.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Just $100 sitting on the ground in the elevator. Now, was it just a crisp $100 bill or was it a bunch of bills?
It was a $100 bill, one of the brand new ones. It was amazing.
That's crazy.
Did you ride it up and down to see if like anyone was looking for it or did you just go right?
You know, I thought I was on candid camera.
Oh, yeah. What are you supposed to do? There's no one there.
So what'd you spend $100 on?
You know, honestly, I was a poor college student, so probably groceries or something like that.
That's the joy of finding money when you need it. You know?
$100 to a college student is like $10,000.
It might as well be. That's a double paycheck is what that is. And Sarah, good morning, Sarah. Now, we've had $100. We've had some people finding 20s. Nikki found $40 in her bra. And where did you find money, Sarah?
I found it on a desk.
Happened to be in the happened to be in our accountant's office. It was very odd.
Right.
But okay, so you found it on a desk, and what'd you find?
Well, it was my desk, actually. I was cleaning it off, and I came across two checks that I had never cashed from a job I had.
Whoa!
That's
two paychecks!
Wow.
What did it all add up to?
$1,000.
Oh, my God!
Holy,
are
in
you serious?
In uncashed paychecks? And did they still clear the bank when you brought them in?
They did.
That's
That is wild.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
It's Top Gun weekend. Top Gun Maverick hits theaters. I just decided to do a quick look. Top Gun, the original, came out in 1986. Mm-hmm. Now, they are predicting this movie could be the first $100 million opener for Tom Hanks. Or Tom Cruise. Sorry.
Tom Hanks, like, I've been there.
My apologies.
That.
Yeah, don't worry. So for Tom Cruise. Now, the original opening weekend for Top Gun in 1986 was $8.2 million.
Probably a lot at the time.
Yeah, at the time, a ton. The worldwide gross on the movie since then is $357 million. So there's a world where in the next 3 weeks they eclipse that quickly, you know?
Yep.
Worldwide, they'll probably blow that out of the water this weekend even.
You would think.
But with Top Gun Maverick hitting theaters this weekend, we wanted to test your Top Gun knowledge. Please welcome to the show first, Ryan. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well. You a big Top Gun fan?
Oh, big. I got a movie poster in my house. Ooh.
Really?
What's your kind of? What's your name? Like, if you're going to be like Rooster or Maverick, who would you be, Ryan?
Mine would be Wick.
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 Let me in, light me and watch me burn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're about
I'm
to
Wick.
Be lit.
Yeah. I'll be ready to get lit up.
All right.
In a Yankee candle.
All right.
So, Ryan, we're hanging with Wick. Ryan, stay right there. Do not hang up the phone. And then that brings us to Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Good morning. Oh, Sherry, it's my fault. Sherry, are you there now?
I'm here.
All right. Sherry, you a big Top Gun fan?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, and if you were a Top Gun pilot, what would your call sign be?
Oh, God.
Red wine?
Crazy bitch. I don't know.
Crazy bitch.
Oh, all right. Go on.
A little Buck Cherry.
I like it.
Can't think of anything.
Now,
it's
Sherry,
like,
got it. Sherry, we are off to a hot start. I'd like you to, in terms of the language we use during this trivia, let's stop at bitch. And we'll just hold that as our, that'll be our level. Okay, Sherry?
Crazy B.
Crazy. All right.
She came out of nowhere.
Well, Ryan, I'd like to introduce you to Crazy Bitch.
She's going to take you
and
out.
Crazy B, say hello to Wick.
Hi, Wick.
Hi, Crazy B.
These two need a podcast. Yeah, I can already tell.
Crazy B and the Wick coming live on the Mix Podcast Network. So we have some Top Gun trivia here. The way this is going to work is these are multiple choice questions. So I will ask the question. You'll both have the opportunity to answer. We'll keep track, and the winner will get a pair of tickets to the Rooftop Cinema. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one for Wick and the Crazy B. In Top Gun 1986, who was Maverick, Tom Cruise's wingman, who gives up his wings after a risky mission? Wick.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hang on. I've got your options. Is it A, Gerbil? Is it B, Tiger? Or is it C, Cougar? Wick, it A, B, or C?
C, Cougar.
Sherry, the Crazy B, A, B, or C?
Cougar, C.
The correct answer would be C, Cougar.
All right.
Off to a good start. Tied at 1-1. Your second question. What song do Maverick and Goose sing to Charlie? Is it A, Lady in Red? Is it B, You've Lost That Love and Feeling? Or is it C, I Got to Ride, Ride Like the Wind?
Oh, my God.
Wick, is it A, B, or C?
It is B, Lost That Love and Feeling.
And Crazy B, A, B, or C?
C, Lost That Love and Feeling.
That would be correct. All right. We are 2-for-2 out here. I like this.
I have a question. Yeah. Is Crazy B, are you just going with what Wick says, or you believe these answers?
No, these are kind of easy.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, yes! That's a throwdown.
Yes! All right, well, we're going to test that theory and flip-flop it on this next one. Yeah. Which of the following was not a call sign in the film? We have Crazy B and Wick. Was it A, Stinger, B, Winger, or C, Hollywood? Crazy B, which of those do not appear in Top Gun?
A.
A, Stinger. And Wick, which of those do not appear in Top Gun?
Winger.
Winger, B. Sherry said A, Stinger. One of you is correct.
Oh.
And one of you is dead wrong. The person that is correct is Wick. The answer was Winger. So there he steps ahead. All right, so that's Wick with Wick with 3 and Sherry with 2. Here we go. What is Kelly McGillis's Charlie's character's real first name in Top Gun? Is it A, Christina? Is it B, Charlotte? Or is it C, Carolyn? Sherry, your answer. Is it A, B, or C? Christina, Charlotte, or Carolyn?
A, Christina.
Okay, Crazy B is going with Christina. And Wick?
C, Caroline.
Great news. Neither one of you is correct.
Hey!
The correct answer was Charlotte. That's where we got Charlotte turned into Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, so here we are. We have Wick with 3 correct. We have Crazy B with 2 correct. An opportunity to push here. Here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to need you to scream your name. This is no longer multiple choice. You scream your name to buzz in. I need you to finish this line from the film. I feel the need.
Crazy B,
go ahead.
For speed.
That is correct.
Oh!
That means we are tied 3-3. Nicely done. But here's the thing. We don't have any more questions. But what we do have are more tickets. So congratulations, you have both won a pair of tickets to the Rooftop Cinema.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A man in Malaysia was sitting on the toilet. He was enjoying a video game and doing something else. And a snake popped up out of the toilet and bit him in the butt.
Yuck.
Snake bite. My goodness. I was once bitten by a spider. Someone texted I was bitten by a kangaroo at the zoo in North Dakota.
Wow.
That sounds like a potential lawsuit right there.
Wow.
I was just here to hang out, and then this kangaroo bit me. And Steve, good morning, Steve. Now, you're sure this wasn't me that bit you, but what bit you?
A horse.
Oh.
With those big old teeth.
Where were you?
Were you at the racetrack? What happened?
No, I was just by a farm and a standby defense. I was a young kid, and the horses came over and bit me right in my elbow.
Ooh,
weird.
That sounds bad. Did you have to go to the hospital or something? Is that saying? I
pictured. A doctor.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Get a shot, you know. But
all right.
My family called me HB for a long time.
Horse bite. Hey, HB, okay. Get over here. Right. Hey, hey, Mr. Ed, come on. That's hilarious. All right, so Steve gets bitten by a horse. Now, Lily, I hope you weren't on a golf course, but what bit you and how did it happen?
So I was walking in my grandparents' backyard, and a goose came running up to me and attacked me. My friend was with me, but the goose didn't go after him. It only went after me.
Wow.
Yeah.
They can be mean.
Yeah,
they
goose
can.
Are vicious.
Very much.
Especially if their nest is nearby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they think you're trying to get after their babies or something.
Yeah, they had their babies, and me and my friend didn't realize they had their babies, and we were just walking, and it decided, oh, well, you're a little too close for comfort, and it attacked me.
Wow.
Did
okay.
It did, because their tongues have little teeth on it.
Oh! Wow.
Nasty little creatures.
Watch out. Yeah. So really, it was more the licking.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lily gets attacked by a goose.
Licked by a goose.
Yeah, you think at Grandma and Grandpa's house you're safe, and then you go out in the backyard and you get licked down by a goose.
This is weird. The worst.
Hi, Christy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You couldn't even see this one coming. You got bit?
I got bit in Cozumel by clear plankton.
Clear plankton in Cozumel. So you were on vacation.
I was on vacation and I was petrified, and my husband convinced me to go snorkeling with him, and I was the only one by the side of the boat. the mirror, I felt these nips. And then I eventually start crying because I knew I was getting bit by something.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped back on the boat, and sure enough, I had red bumps all over my knees.
Oh, my goodness. So, and they informed you that it was clear plankton. The folks on the boat knew what it was?
They did.
Wow, that's wild. Mm-hmm. You can't even see that's coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're just out there having a good time.
Are planktons like the little plankton from SpongeBob SquarePants?
I think so, yeah.
Those little green. Little,
But these ones were clear, which is wild.
Yeah.
And now, Danielle, this was something that sounds fun, but it ended up bad. What happened? Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What'd you get bitten by?
It's called a kissing bug.
Ooh. So you got bit by the love bug.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah, there was no love there.
So how did it happen? Where were you?
I was putting my daughter in her car seat, and I saw like a bug fly into the car, so I tried to bat it away from her, and it hit my face, so I like scratched my face, and then my face blew up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had like cellulitis to my face for like a week, and it did not look pretty.
Wow. Oh, all right, so Danielle's out there, and she just gets nipped by the kissing bug. Youch. Mm-hmm. And finally, Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm assuming this happened in the water, but what'd you get bitten by?
Yeah, I have another underwater biting catastrophe. I was actually night scuba diving off the coast of Belize in the reef with my husband, and an octopus actually crawled out of a little cove and started crawling up my arm, and we all thought it was so cute and so cool because it was turning the colors of my wetsuit and trying to camouflage, and then all of a sudden it bit me. Apparently octopuses have a beak. It was cute till it wasn't.
Oh my goodness. Now, did it break the skin? I mean, did you need to get stitches or anything like that? You did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I still can't eat octopus. You know, I kind of avoid them at all costs, but it was definitely an odd thing to be bitten by.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I find it funny that you even thought it was cute at any point. If an octopus was crawling up my arm, I'd be like, not cute.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. They're actually amazing. And it was a baby. So, we ended. Not.
Now you're in Belize with your husband. Was this a honeymoon incident?
It was not. It was like a 5-year anniversary incident.
There you go.
Man. Oh, I'm jealous of your travels. I'll take the bite if I can come with next time. Let me know.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
We have right now your Mix Top 6, because you can get a top 10 anywhere and a top 5 in most places, but those words don't rhyme with mix. These are the worst driving habits as we head into your Memorial Day weekend. Now, I just want us all to internalize this list and find out whether or not we are part of the problem.
Okay.
So here we go. In at number 6, your worst driving habits, leaving your signal on.
Drives me crazy.
And then I'm like, I've long thought, how do I hand signal to you that your signal's on? Because if I like flash my hand at you like it's a blinker, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, is there an octopus in the water? Like, what am I saying?
That is a damn it, Joel thing in our house.
Also, damn it, Joel!
How does it not bother the person driving? I've been in the car where I'm like, do you not hear your clickers on?
No, they're pranking Lady Gaga.
I'll be like, you know that's on, right? And he's like, yeah. And then he'll leave it on.
Wow, just despite
just
you.
Just because at that point he's mad that I pointed it out.
Damn it, Joel!
Crazy.
They don't all make noise anymore, A. B. Sometimes if you make a soft left and not a hard left, you have put your blinker on, it does not automatically shut off because the car somehow doesn't know that you've turned.
Yeah, but don't you notice it and turn it off?
I've been in the situation where I'm like, oh my God, how long has that been on?
Almost every time I turn on to Milwaukee Avenue or Lincoln Avenue.
Yep, any angle street like that. That's right.
Or Elston.
Yeah. Yep. Any diagonal street, pretty much, you're going to be in that situation.
Live and local.
Lincoln. Anymore.
Drive up and down Rand Road or Northwest Highway, Chris, or maybe even Southwest Highway, or I believe Archer would put you in this situation, too.
So let's say I'm on 12 and I want to go to 14.
So that's all it is on those diagonal streets is just nonstop people with their blinkers on up and down the road.
Back to our top 6 worst driving habits, because that was only number 6. And at number 5 for the worst driving habits, this is according to Forbes, okay? They know money, and they know cars, apparently. And at number 5, middle lane hogging. This is where you get somebody who just sits in that middle lane, and they won't let you go around from the left lane. They won't let you get over from the right lane. They're just sort of cruising there, clogging it up, and you need that middle lane to get around, and you can't use it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like they speed up when you speed up. Yes. They slow down for no reason. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
In here with me? What is going on? In at number 4 for your Mix Top 6 worst driving habits heading into Memorial Day weekend, using your handheld phone as your GPS. So this is the person. They got one hand on the wheel. They're looking down at the phone to figure out when their left turn is or when do I turn right. They're not letting the thing talk to them. They're just reading it.
Yep.
And they're missing turns. They're making U-turns. And you can totally tell. And they're swerving a little bit. Violetta, you're staying quiet.
I keep both hands on the wheel at all times, and I don't use my phone in the car, but...
Sure,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been in the car with her.
I've seen you do the Instagram stories.
She basically drives with her forehead. Right. It's like, totally...
I've seen you post Instagram stories. You're like live on Instagram. All right, I'm doing 70 right now. Yeah. I'm on Milwaukee Avenue.
No, I don't do that anymore because I got so much hate mail.
Anymore. In at number three. Now, we're back to three. Sorry. Your mixed top six worst driving habits. In at number three. Playing loud music, but not just loud music for you to enjoy when it's so loud that the bass is rattling the inside of my organs.
Yep.
That one always does, Gavin. You pull up next to somebody, I'm like, man, that's just them listening to the new one.
And they're nodding at you. They're like, yeah, you like this? Like, no.
You like that new Shawn Mendes? Yeah. I'm like, what? What version do you have?
The bass and Shawn Mendes.
Wait a second. Yeah. You're cranking that bass in the new Dua Lipa song. I'm like, okay, I guess so. Tate McRae is really turning it up for you. In at number two. Now, earlier we had leaving your signal on. In at number two, not signaling at all.
Oh, my gosh.
The absolute worst.
Mm-hmm. Do you yell at cars? I yell
all the time
at cars. Like, great blinker! I wish your car had a blinker!
I've only had the opportunity to do it once or twice in my driving career, but... being able to roll up next to that person and roll the window down and go, hey, heads up, apologies. I think your signal's broken because I didn't see it back there. And then you drive away.
Well, and then the car behind you is like, could you just keep driving?
Yeah, exactly. Then I'm clogging more.
You're really making it worse there, smart aleck.
I'm doing the Lord's work up here.
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. And then there's
a brawl. And in at number one, your mixed top six worst driving habits, driving 10 miles per hour or more below the speed limit.
Get on the highway. Out of my way. Get out of it. Yep. Stop it.
I gotta go. I'm always late. Get out of my way.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
It's Memorial Day weekend. Maybe you're going to be out with your family. You're looking for things to do around town. There's going to be a really, really fun beer festival that combines Beguile Brewing with Dovetail Brewing over on the north side in Ravenswood Corridor.
Okay.
Now, the nice thing about this is they are raising funds for the Friendship Center. What does that do? They donate meals to the community. Mm-hmm. And the exciting thing is we're getting close to a big, big number of meals to be donated in the local community.
Right. And is there a better way to give to the community than drinking beer?
Simply not.
In the sun in Chicago on a weekend? It's just perfect.
It's a win-win.
Nikki and I had the opportunity to talk with Kevin Carey yesterday. He's one of the owners of Beguile Brewing, and he shared all the info about the event. One thing that we could not include is there's going to be a balloon artist out there, so keep that in mind.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's
right. I love balloon artists.
He had to up the ante from last time.
So this is a little bit with Kevin Carey of Beguile Brewing looking forward to this weekend's big event. Beguile Brewing, along with Dovetail Brewing, have May Festiversary happening this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. But we are joined in studio... by Kevin from Beguile Brewing.
Beguile.
Beguile. Okay, Jay Giles Band.
Jay, thank you. Kevin.
Ironically, in our tour that we used to do.
You say that?
We would make a reference to Jay Giles
no
Band.
No way! Okay.
I would say we can go on and on about the beer itself.
Yeah,
but
for
I really
sure.
want to touch on May Festiversary. Mm-hmm. Again, did I say that right? So it goes fast.
We're not making it easy.
May Festiversary. I've gone to it. I loved it. The real story is what you're doing and how you're helping Chicago. So what's going on with that?
Yeah, so we partnered with the Friendship Center starting back in 2018. And like every Chicago street festival, there's a suggested donation at the door.
Yeah.
And that, from the get-go, was a way for us to partner with a charity and give back, using these festivals twice a year as a vehicle to raise funds. Also a way for us to celebrate our community. So it's just an opportunity for us to celebrate that. We close the streets down. We have food trucks, live music, and then most importantly, the Friendship Center. Really, that aspect of it, the party is great, the music, the beer. But at the end of the day, knowing that we can be having a significant impact on our local community is really important for us.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you guys have at this point now done over almost a million meals.
We hope to, hit the equivalent of a million meals this weekend. So I think we need to raise $10,000 more.
Okay.
So when we hit that, we will, and our goal is 25 for this weekend.
May Festiversary.
That's right.
Again, this weekend now it's Beguile and Dovetail. I don't know if we mentioned Dovetail. So it's another very cool thing. It's a couple breweries partnering together. You guys aren't owned by the same people. You're just friends who want to do a good thing for the community.
May Festiversary. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Both days starts at noon. So it's a wonderful thing to do. Family, friends, everybody. And you're benefiting the Friendship Center.
Definitely.
I'm really hoping on Tuesday when we're on the air, we can go, hey, over the weekend, we're over a million now.
Yeah,
that would
definitely.
Be really exciting for us and for you guys.
Yeah, I hope they do because it sounds like a blast.
Yeah, and what did he call it? Barley Row or something?
Oh, Malt Row.
Malt Row.
That's right, Malt Row there in Southport Corridor.
Yeah, the whole area, there's a bunch of breweries that have all opened up.
Ravenswood Corridor.
Yes.
That's right.
So, anyway.
So that's on the north side. This weekend, May 1st anniversary. Festiversary. He was joking with us the whole time. I was like, yeah, man, you couldn't, I don't know. You should call it Beer Weekend.
Right.
I'm like, I'm in. May Festiversary. You can check
May
that out.
May Festiversary.
Okay. Yep.
Got it.
This is their sixth one, fifth or sixth. We'll have all those details for you. We'll get that up on the Mix Facebook page at 1019 Mix Chicago or on Instagram as well. We'll get that in the story. But hey, if you want to head out to one of those festivals, it's a suggested donation of $5. You'd always donate more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll donate more when you get your paycheck doubled.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, a new biopic about legendary singer Mr. Elvis Presley premiered at Cannes Film Festival yesterday, but there are some mixed reviews out there. The Presley family has come out and said that they support the movie. They like it, but there are some critics kind of not so sure about it. The movie is directed by Baz Luhrmann.
Yep,
did I say his name right?
Crushed
okay,
it.
So he also is the director of Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, and The Great Gatsby. This film, though, is going to explore the life of Elvis through the eyes of his manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Austin Butler is going to be playing Elvis, and then Tom Hanks is going to be playing Parker. The movie's going to be out on June 24th, and it's getting a lot of buzz right now, good or bad.
Yeah.
But people are talking about it, and they're excited to see it.
Well, they're saying Tom Hanks, like, insisted this guy play Elvis.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I didn't know that either.
He was part of it. Like, this is your guy.
Tom Hanks is somewhat unrecognizable in a way in the movie. He's in, like, a lot of weight makeup and stuff like that. He looks really weird. But, Baz Luhrmann does all the, like, dreamlike, weird kind of ethereal feeling
things. Feels like you're on drugs a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. In at number two, we all love and remember this sweet, charming bear. Oh, so that's Winnie the Pooh. He was a part of a lot of our childhoods, I'm sure. And now there's a completely different bear coming out. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, a horror film in the works. It retells the story of the famous legend that we all know and love. This, of course, is not being done by Disney, and it is not for kids. Winnie entered the public domain back in January of 2022, so I guess anybody can take those images and do what they want with them right now. He is not cute and cuddly. The first images of this bear are out. All I have to say is, oh, brother.
Nice.
Yeah, Eeyore is going to be very distraught.
Eeyore's in it, I think, and he's not looking too good
himself.
That's
what I'm saying. If we thought he was kind of worked up and worried before.
And I think I see Piglet. This is awful.
No one's interested
in this. It's scary. It's not.
We don't need this.
We just have never seen him this way before. Maybe. I feel like those teenage kids are going to like it, though, right? Like
those teenage kids.
Whoever they are and every, you know.
You punks on your skateboards.
Exactly. They're going to be like, this is the Winnie we wanted.
Yeah.
In at number one, a couple of national days out there, National Blueberry Cheesecake Day, and also National Paper Airplane Day.
Oh.
This is the one that's getting a lot of hits on the TikTok today. So a lot of people posting little short videos on how to make their favorite paper airplane or how you can do it. All I remember is in grammar school, the kid that knew how to make the paper airplane, most popular. Like, everybody's make me one, make me one, make me one.
Mm-hmm.
And people are finding out for themselves on TikTok today how to do it.
Nice.
That was your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.